What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Donald Trump has now been charged with contempt of court for violating his gag order in his 2016 election interference trial. Glenn says he predicted this would happen.
So, friends, there are so many firsts that we can attribute to Donald Trump. Let's see. The first former president ever criminally indicted in federal court. The first former president ever criminally indicted in state court. The first former president tried for his crimes, and now the first former president held in criminal contempt. So many firsts. As always, let's start with the new reporting. And then we're going to have a look at the court order that was just entered by Judge Juan Merchan, the New York State Court judge presiding over Donald Trump's election interference trial in New York, and we'll see what he had to say. But first, this from NBC News. Headline, judge in hush money trial threatens Trump with jail after holding him in contempt for violating gag order. And that article begins, the judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money case on Tuesday held the former president in criminal contempt over a series of posts on Truth Social that he said violated a gag order barring any attacks on jurors and witnesses, and warned Trump that he could be jailed for further violations. Judge Juan Merchan ruled Trump in contempt for 9 violations of his gag order, with a fine of $1,000 for each instance. He warned in the decision that he would not tolerate further violations of the order and said, if necessary and appropriate under the circumstances, he would impose an incarceratory punishment on the former president. Let me translate that. That's Judge Juan Merchan saying he will put Donald Trump's great big orange butt in jail if he keeps it up. My editorial addition there. The article continues. Merchan said that while he would prefer to impose commensurately larger fines, he instead had to consider whether in some instances jail may be a necessary punishment. The gag order prohibits the former president from making or directing others to make public statements about known or reasonably foreseeable witnesses concerning their potential participation in the investigation or in the criminal proceedings, and public statements about any prospective juror or any juror.
Coming up, Glenn reads Judge Juan Merchan's opening salvo in Trump's gag order hearing. This is Justice Matters.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New York Judge Juan Merchan has found that Donald Trump violated New York law 9 times by committing the crime of contempt of court. So now will other judges use this as a vehicle to revoke his pretrial release? Here's Glenn.
Okay, friends, now let's turn to the brand new 8-page order just handed down by Judge Merchan. It's in the case of the people of the state of New York against Donald Trump, defendant. And I'm actually going to start with Judge Merchan's opening salvo because he accurately summarizes what this case is about. Defendant Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree in violation of New York state law. The charges arise from allegations that Defendant Trump attempted to conceal an illegal scheme to influence the 2016 presidential election. Notice, friends, not a single mention of hush money payments. That's because this is an election interference case. Judge Merchan then goes on to summarize Defendant Trump's arguments and then proceeds to rule. This court rejects defendant's arguments and finds that the people have established the elements of criminal contempt beyond a reasonable doubt. Friends, please put a pin in that term. Those are magic words. Beyond a reasonable doubt. Judge Merchan continues. The court finds defendant in criminal contempt for willfully disobeying a lawful mandate of this court in violation of New York state law on 9 separate occasions. Judge Merchan then moves on to his punishment and order. Criminal contempt is punishable by a fine not exceeding $1,000, by jail, not exceeding 30 days, or by both, in the discretion of the court, for each violation of a court order. The judiciary law permits this punishment to protect the dignity of the judicial system and to compel respect for its mandates and to punish the contemnor, that is, the person who commits the crime of criminal contempt, to punish the contemnor for disobeying a court order. While $1,000 may suffice in most instances to protect the dignity of the judicial system, to compel respect for its mandates, and to punish the offender for disobeying a court order, it unfortunately will not achieve the desired result in those instances where the contemnor can easily afford such a fine. In those circumstances, it would be preferable if the court could impose a fine more commensurate with the wealth of the contemnor. In some cases, that might be a $2,500 fine. In other cases, it might be a fine of $150,000. Because this court is not cloaked with such discretion, it must therefore consider whether, in some instances, jail may be a necessary punishment. Therefore, defendant is hereby warned that the court will not tolerate continued willful violations of its lawful orders, and that, if necessary and appropriate under the circumstances, it will impose an incarceratory punishment, and it is hereby ordered that the defendant pay a $1,000 fine for each of the 9 violations of this court's lawful order by the close of business on Friday, May 3rd, 2024. And it is further ordered that defendant remove the 7 offending posts from defendant's Truth Social account and the 2 offending posts from his campaign website by 2:15 p.m. Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. So now, friends, we sit back and wait and see if when Donald Trump will next violate Judge Merchan's gag order and whether Judge Merchan will order a period of incarceration for Donald Trump once he does. But remember how I said let's put a pin in those magic words, beyond a reasonable doubt? You know, that is the mother of all burdens of proof. That is the highest evidentiary standard, the highest burden of proof known to the criminal law. And Judge Merchan's findings that Donald Trump committed 9 counts of criminal contempt of court, a finding that he made beyond a reasonable doubt, has implications not only in the New York prosecution, but in all 4 of Donald Trump's criminal cases. Why? Donald Trump is on pretrial release in 4 felony cases, both state and federal. And part of Donald Trump's conditions of release, as set by each of the 4 judges, is that while he's on pretrial release, he may not commit any state, federal, or local crimes. He may not violate state, federal, or local laws. And what did Judge Merchan just decide? Donald Trump violated New York state law 9 times over. And why is Judge Merchan's beyond a reasonable doubt finding important? Because when a defendant on pretrial release is hauled before the court, hauled before the judge, because there is some suggestion that the defendant may have violated 1 or more conditions of his pretrial release, the judge has to go about holding a somewhat summary hearing to see whether, in fact, that defendant violated, for example, federal, state, or local law. And the burden of proof in that kind of a hearing, where prosecutors will try to establish a pretrial defendant violated some federal, state, or local law, the burden of proof is preponderance of the evidence. That's 51% of the evidence, more likely than not. A dramatically lower evidentiary burden than beyond a reasonable doubt. So Judge Merchan has already made the jobs of the other judges easy. In the event they want to take up Donald Trump's violation of his conditions of release in his D.C. federal prosecution, in his Florida federal prosecution, in his Georgia State RICO prosecution, because it has already been proved by Judge Merchan's findings in New York that indeed Donald Trump violated state law beyond a reasonable doubt, not just by a preponderance of the evidence. So, does that mean the other judges will act, will sanction Donald Trump, will revoke him on pretrial release? Well, if we were living in a time when the law was applied equally to Donald Trump, as it would be applied to any other defendant on pretrial release, then all of the judges should take up Donald Trump's obvious, provable violation of his terms of pretrial release. And frankly, Donald Trump should be detained pending trial, because that's what the law provides. And that's what would happen to most people who violated state law while on pretrial release in a state or federal case. Now, friends, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that the law will be applied equally to Donald Trump. But it damn well should be, because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.